Time to get back into our talk with Joey from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming, and we're going to pick up the fishing talk where we left off earlier this hour. Well, how about we switch over and talk about some other species of fish? What about panfish? You hear anything from any perch fisherman anywhere?
Not so much perch, but there's a crappie.
Okay.
That they've been coming in buying these little poppers, so like flies.
Sure, yeah.
The popper flies, using them, and they've been having luck in shallow, weedy areas.
Are most people saying that the crappies are spawning right now, or why are they so shallow?
That I'm not too sure about.
Okay. Well, were there any type of poppers that were working better than another, a white or a yellow, or did it really matter?
Most of them have been coming in and getting, like, white or red.
White or red, okay. And are these still the real small ones, or are you seeing anybody buying any of the bigger ones that really make a splash when you pop them?
Some of the people have been buying the bigger ones, but mostly they've been leaning more towards the smaller ones.
You know, I've got a report of an 18-inch crappie last week. I mean, so some of those guys, they get big, you know. That's a lot of fun on a fly rod.
Oh, definitely.
Now, do you have that casting bubble that you can use with spinning gear to cast out a fly like that?
Yes, we do.
All right, that's good to know, too.
We have the 2-inch size spin floats.
Those are kind of fun, too. It's a great way to get kids to, you know, top water action. You can see it happen. Neat stuff. You don't have to be a fly fisherman that way, right?
Yeah, it's something if you're getting into and you want to try using flies or top water.
Well, let me ask you this. Since we're talking flies, I mean, you guys have a fly selection there. Are you hearing anything from the trout fishermen at all?
What I've been mostly told is, like, nymphs.
And are they fishing mostly in the lakes now? Because most of the rivers are kind of heating up, right?
Yeah, like, they would be fishing in the lakes, and they would add a few of the really lightweight sinkers just to get it down and get it deeper into the water.
Gotcha. Well, Joey, what have we missed? What haven't we talked about yet that you've been hearing anybody talk about, or have you been fishing?
Not that I know of, besides that I'm getting ready for the Republic Fishing Derby.
When is that?
That is this weekend.
Well, how can we find out more information about that?
Yeah, it's a 2-day thing for the July 16th and 17th, and they have prizes for walleye, pike, bass, crappie, perch, rock bass, bluegill, and trout.
And where is that? What lake is it on?
It's on the Mishigami River.
It is, okay. And do you know contact information, or how can we find out more?
What you could do is call 906-204-0515 or 906-376-2457.
That's the Republic Fishing Derby.
Yes.
All right, Joey. Well, I appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thanks for the report.
All right.
That was Joey from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming, and this is the Outdoor Show.